Some extras on your truck won't add to the bottom line and just aren't worth paying for. But there's another place to look for extras you'd be better off without. It's in the contract on this week's Roll Audio. You're listening to Roll Audio, a podcast for the business side of your trucking business. I'm Stephen Pettit. This has been a record-breaking time for truck sales. Buyers are pulling forward their replacement cycles in order to beat price increases that manufacturers say they need to offset the cost of meeting emissions limits that take effect in 2007. Next year's models are expected to cost $7,000 to $10,000 more than a truck does today. But there's more to the cost of a truck than just the number on the sticker. You want to focus on the total cost of ownership over the life of your trade cycle. That's the sum of expenses like fuel, maintenance, and financing over a 3, 4, 5 year period or more. Yes, a 2007 model may cost more to buy, but it also may cost less to operate than running your current truck for, say, a fifth year. If you're looking at buying a new truck next year, you can try to cut costs with a no-frills spec, but you also can find savings in the finance contract. And the first place to look is the interest rate. Steve Mulligan is with TFS Group of Waterloo, Ontario, an accounting firm that specializes in owner-operators and small fleets. He says to shop around and find out what your experience and good credit history are really worth.
Even get a half point less, which can have a significant impact.
So what does a half point mean in real dollars? Well, let's say you're looking at a $115,000 loan for 60 months. Again, Steve Mulligan.
If you're offered an 8.5% interest rate, then you're able to go find 8%. Over the life of the contract, that's a little over $1,650 you would save. If you go to a full point, it's $3,400.
So if you're making 42 cents a mile after expenses and taxes, that's you're clearing 42 cents a mile, you'd have to run 4,000 more miles to equal the savings you'd get if you were just able to reduce that interest rate from 8.5% to 8%. The second place to find savings is in extras like credit life and credit disability insurance. Now, I hesitate to call credit life and credit disability some sort of an extra because it really is good insurance to have. It insures your debt and it protects your family from your loan obligation in case you're sick, hurt, or dead and you're unable to pay.
It's not your typical term life or disability insurance because the finance company is listed as the beneficiary. So, for example, if you have credit life and you die, then the balance of the loan owing to the finance company on your vehicle will be paid out. Or, if you have credit disability, if you're disabled and you're unable to make the monthly payments are covered. But the payments go directly to the finance company.
The amount of the premium is based on the size of the loan or lease, and the lender's going to bundle that premium in with your monthly loan payment. It's very convenient, but there's a price to be paid for it. The entire cost of the coverage, which could amount to thousands of dollars, is going to be front-loaded into the financing, says Mulligan. So you're going to pay interest on the entirety of that premium.
So for example, I have an example here in front of me. It's actually a used vehicle, and it was only a $95,000 loan. And the guy purchased for 48 months credit life and credit disability insurance, and it added $9,290 to the finance contract. And then when you roll in the interest rate that he was paying, he actually paid $11,743 for that insurance coverage, which is almost $245 a month added to his monthly payment. The interest alone is adding $51.10 to the monthly payment, just for the interest on the credit life and credit disability insurance. In this example, the guy's monthly payment was $2,390 a month. Doesn't seem that bad, but $245 of that was for credit life, credit disability, and the interest on it.
Credit life and credit disability are very common types of insurance, and you may be able to do better if you shop around. The last place to look for savings is in the fine print. Read the fine print and take your time about it.
And if you've ever seen any of those finance contracts, it's going to take you a couple hours to read all the clauses. So you want to make sure you go through each clause. Most of them are fairly standard, but you want to make sure that you understand each one and what the consequences would be.
Typically, those clauses restrict or limit your flexibility if you want to sell the truck or sublease it.
Read those parts of the contract, like early payout penalties, depending if it's a lease or if it's a conditional sales contract. Like with a conditional sales contract, they may calculate sort of a net present value depending on where you are in the loan. Whereas a lease, they may just say, well, you've got 32 months left, 32 times the monthly payment, that's what you owe us. So they don't give you any break for paying out earlier, unless again, you refinance with them, you're trading the truck in. And that's one of the ways they get you to refinance with them, so they get the next finance contract. They penalize you if you don't, and they waive the penalty if you refinance.
So is the dealer's F&I department a bad place to go for financing? No, not necessarily. In fact, it may be a great place. If you're going to do a deal with financing, insurance, and the truck, you got some bargaining power.
The dealer may have a higher interest rate, but if he's willing to cut you a lower price in the cost of the truck, and then you amortize that over 60 months, it may be a better deal because it costs you less over the life of the loan. Or the other way around, if the dealer raises the price because you're not going to finance with them, but you've gone to a different finance house and get a lower interest rate, the overall cost to you out of your pocket may be less. So that's what you have to look at.
Ultimately, you're the one paying the bills. So whether you're financed through the dealer or some other source, Mulligan says, you have to look at the total cost of financing and insurance over the life of the truck and make the choice that's best for you.
And that's why you take everything back before you sign it, you run your amortizations, and you look over the 60-month or 48-month, however long the term is, how much is coming out of your pocket? All principal payments, all interest, everything. What is coming out of your pocket, bottom line? And then the best deal is whatever the lowest is. So that's what you have to look at.
Ask your accountant to help you work through the details of the contract so you understand exactly what you're signing before you commit to anything. There's no reason to rush into any truck deal today, especially as truck sales begin to tail off. If you need more time, they'll welcome you back to the dealership with open arms and keys in hand. So thanks for listening to Roll Audio, the podcast for the business side of your trucking business. For show notes and contact information, or to subscribe to Roll Audio for free via RSS or iTunes, visit rollaudio.com. And listen to Roll Audio each week on Landline Now on XM Satellite Radio's Open Road Channel 171. I'm Stephen Pettit of the Cefkus Group, a marketing communications firm serving companies that serve the trucking business. And I'm reminding you that it's not what you earn, it's what you keep.